Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Janelle Maston. I'm from Kansas City, and I am an artist and an art educator there. I was an art director at a large company there in Kansas City for about 25 years, and then recently, last year, decided that my time there was finished because I was really getting more and more interested in how, in a culture of growing need for innovation, that art education was remaining very similar from way back when I was a kid. I just started doing a lot of research and became more interested in how we can instill or maybe just keep that innovative, creative, imaginative mind happening in children into their high school years so that in college they're using those skills that you have when you create artwork for any endeavor that they go into. You know, children just have that naturally, and then they hit school and things become more formulaic, and it's hard to see how some of those things get kind of schooled out of people. So that sparked my interest in education in the arts, and so my last year was my first year doing that. And kind of on the side, but really as my sort of favorite thing to do, I create sort of large installations for my church that are based on the sermon series. So our church kind of works in thematic series where they do a deep dive of exploration and learning along a particular topic or series. So I work with the pastor or anybody who's on the teaching team to come up with something that would be visual, that would create a more immersive experience in worship. So it's a few steps beyond just decoration, where we really are trying to create something that all those visual learners out there can also have to worship within, along with the spoken word and music. And it's been amazing to see how people really respond to some of that work. The other great thing is that sometimes we do things large enough where it really needs a lot of people to pull them off. So it's been fun to engage the community, our church community, in those things. That's where Peg and Chuck had visited our church several times. I actually worked with Peg at the company that I was with, Hallmark Cards. And so I worked with her, and then they were seeing some of the work I was doing at this church. And then when they became executive directors here at Holden, they asked me to come up and do that sort of thing for Holden for a week. So that's what we're doing. Along the theme of fear, we have three sessions here. The first one, we were creating images that are around fear. What does it look like? What shapes would you use? What colors would you use? What sorts of images, representational or not, would you create to give a visual expression to fear? Then the next session is about what would it look like to start to break free from that fear? You know, what decisions are made when you decide to move out of fear? What does that visually look like? And then the third session is on what would it look like to walk fearlessly. And we're choosing to do those images on a cardboard circle about 20 inches wide. And that was chosen because, one, fear can be very cyclical, but then also breaking free from it really can provide some wholeness. So these circles, when they're all finished, will be hung together kind of from the fear to the breaking free and then to the walking fearlessly, sort of almost in a funnel shape, and we'll hang them in the village center. Hopefully they'll turn. We're painting on both sides of them, so they'll turn and people can kind of see the images as they move, you know, up and down through the center. So that's what we're doing here.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.